Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gen Twin. It's the 11th of February, so happy birthday Simon. Therefore it's also a February day 11. And today's topic is five places, things or people that characterise a country. And I found this one quite hard to think of just five things. But I've tried to have a go for Germany. Starting off with food, Rouladen und Klöße, my favourite meal. So that's beef roulades and dumplings, usually served with red cabbage. And I've chosen that because that's sort of a typical way of preparing food in Germany. That's sort of the traditional way. So first of all, you have kind of a potato-based something. You have a meat and you have vegetables, and it's what I remember. How my grandmother and my mother used to prepare Sunday lunch. They would usually start preparing the meat on Saturday evening, and they'd do the rest on the Sunday morning. So it was pretty much a day of food preparation, and it was all eaten up in half an hour. One of my uncles was very fond of pointing out. And then the other thing I've picked is the landscape of Germany. So I wasn't quite sure what to choose there. Oh, there he is. Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you very much.
So I've picked rivers because Germany has three big ones that I can think of that go through very beautiful and very varied parts of the German landscape. Oh,
Rhine, Mosel, Elbe.
All right. Yeah, Mosel, yes, but it's not that big. Very beautiful area. But I was more thinking of the Donau. Danube.
Ah. Yeah.
So the Rhine, obviously, a very long river. So, you know, if you go along the Rhine, you can see a lot of Germany and there's all the castles. And it also goes through very important financial and industrial centres.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Danube in Bavaria, again, very important part of Germany. And you get to see interesting places. Plus, you're not too far away from the very high mountains of the Alps, which is usually always snow covered, so that's a different part of Germany. And then, of course, the Elbe in the east of Germany, so it goes through the through what's called Saxon Switzerland, very good for rock climbing, and sandstone mountains they are. And then through Dresden, which has a lot of Baroque buildings, Meissen, where Meissen china is still manufactured, and then you end up in Hamburg, which of course is very important. The Hansa, so very important for trade on the on the seas, one of the things that made Germany very important and sort of rich merchants up there. So a very, very important and very wealthy city, and you end up in the North Sea. So again, you've got sea in the north, and you've got mountains in the south, and pretty much everything else stuff in between. And then what else did I pick? Engineering. Germans are very proud of their engineering prowess, and I did see a statistic a few years ago that they were the export champions of the world. I think that goes by value. That was a lot of German cars, a lot of machinery. I mean, Siemens, Bosch. So a lot of industrial machinery, but also a lot of household products, German made. German very proud of all that manufacturing. The stuff just works. They expect it to work. They're very proud of that fact. They always like to point out they're not very good at advertising themselves. Always notice if business people like to just show their products and say, we've been doing this since 1851 and here's the product, and they like the product to speak for itself. Also sort of other stuff in Germany works, the trains are on time and the cities are clean, stuff. It just just works, and they expect it to work. So I thought I'd pick that, and then I've picked for the culture, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, simply because he was such a multi-talent. He was a poet and a novelist and a politician, a scientist. He even did a lot of drawings. So it's just a lot of it's just a talent, and there's a rich cultural scene still is, but also sort of going hundreds of years back. So, and he was part of that. So I've picked him for the culture. And then I've picked the word Schadenfreude, that everybody knows, because I think Germans are very often misunderstood, and I think this is one of the misunderstandings that the word that Germans have got a word for that feeling. So somehow I get the impression people think that Germans indulge in that very much, but actually we don't. So a lot of the TV shows that you get in the UK where you get to laugh at the misfortune of other people or playing pranks, etc., that is not actually a done thing. that sort of thing would be frowned upon. So it seems to me the Germans have a word for Schadenfreude because it's something that they don't like. But somehow people seem to have the impression that because they have a word for it, that's something that Germans do. I don't think we do. I was quite surprised when I came to England and noticed this. We don't really like to laugh at someone else's misfortune. So, yeah, and I think there were a lot of other misunderstandings about the Germans. I think partly due to sort of how history is taught, etc. So, therefore, I've picked that one. Anyway, that's quite a long one. So, I'll say thank you for listening, and bye for now.
Cheers.